Lift your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Father, we give you the praise. Adonai, we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus. Breathe upon this service here tonight, Lord. Let not one person leave you the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. For everybody watching from all around the world, this is already 7:10 after 7:11, and it is still bright in Birnin Kebbi. Alright, that is to show you the distance of where we are from where you are. Hallelujah. But I want to minister very quickly, because I'm ministering to all of our locations from this location tonight. So for tonight, Birnin Kebbi is our headquarters. So all our churches are located, are connected all over the world right now. And the midweek service is happening from here right now. So the midweek service message is being preached from here. And normally, later by 7:30 in all locations, the midweek services message should have been over. So I'm going to speak sharply and then turn the churches loose to continue with their communion service. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I see the pavilions jammed and I see the crowd of people still coming out. Please, let's make provision for the crowd as they come, so that nobody is stranded. And if you have no seat to sit, just receive the strength of the Lord as you take your stand where you are. In the name of Jesus. One more time, lift up your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Mixer, are you doing your work? With your hands. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Is the person on the mixer awake at all? Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21.
I surrender there.
These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Dr. Mr. Nench, are you sure you won't sit on the mixer? Showing the wrong thing at the right time and the right thing at the wrong time. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Tonight I want to speak on dimensions of our praise. Dimensions of our praise. Somebody may ask, how does it apply to a crusade setting? We will know very shortly. Our objective is to understand the dimensions of the praise we give to God. The Bible makes it clear
that
man was created for the praise of God. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. That is, I formed people to praise me, to worship me, to serve me, not to live for themselves. Not to live for their own purpose, but to live for my praise. To live to worship me. To live to serve me. Why is it important for us to know the dimensions of our praise? First, it is because our praise fulfills the purpose of our creation. Our praise fulfills the purpose of our creation. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. In Psalm 102 and in verse 18, he said, this shall be written for the generation to come. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. We have been created to praise the Lord. So praise, our praise fulfills the purpose of our creation. Number two, our praise is key to our dominion on the earth. And we are looking at dominion in this crusade. Our praising of God is key to our dominion on the earth. Is key to our taking charge on the earth. In Psalm 114, verse 1 to 2. He said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language.
Look at the Israelites.
Judah, which means praise, was his sanctuary. And Israel, his dominion. And so, when praise becomes God's house, dominion becomes a portion of his people. And so our praise fulfills the purpose of our creation. Our praise is the secret of our dominion in the earth. Three, our praise of God is secret of our provisions, our supply. In Psalm 67, verse 3 to verse 5, the Bible says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah! Somebody ready for the blessing here tonight? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. And so our praise brings our blessing. blessings and provision from God. When we praise God, we are qualified for His blessings, qualified for His supply. Hallelujah. Fourthly, our praise is the secret of our victory in battle. You know that life is filled with a lot of battles. Battles you are not prepared for. But our praise is the secret of our victory in battle. One day the children of Israel were in battle. Three nations against Judah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. As they were praising the Lord, the enemy faced each other and finished each other while they praised the Lord. When you face God with your praise, when you make God your focus, He will make your enemies His focus and give you victory in battle. There is someone who will live here tonight and you are going to experience victory in your life's battle. If you believe, say loud, amen. Finally, our praise is the secret of our liberty from captivity. Liberty from captivity. Freedom from bondage. Every area where the enemy tied your life. Every area where the enemy chained your life. Every area where the enemy imprisoned your life. Your praise brings you out of the prison. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26,
are you coming?
Paul and Silas were in prison. And they began to sing. Paul and Silas were in prison. And at midnight, they prayed. Then they began to sing. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah! Tonight, the foundation of every affliction shall be shaken. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Tonight I decree the foundation of every affliction shall be shaken. All chains shall break. All prison doors shall be open. Shall the loudest amen. Now, what are the dimensions of our praise? Please sit down. Because every time you mention praise, what comes to people's mind is singing. It's a part of it. It's a major part of it. But praise is beyond just singing. What are the dimensions of our praise? Number one, it involves our thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, appreciation. Thanking God for what He did for us. Psalm 100 verse 4. He said, enter His gate with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Our praise involves our thanksgiving. Psalm 69 verse 30.
Zabura sitinde shitara ayat.
He said, I will praise the name of Talatin. I will praise the name of God with a song. And will magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Jeremiah 30 verse 19 said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So our praise involves our thanksgiving. Thanking God for the gift of life. Thanking God for the gift of health. There are so many people who are so concerned with what they don't have. But they forgot what they have. Not knowing that there are so many people who don't have what you have. They don't have what you have. There are people looking for the health that you have. There are people looking for the peaceful sleep at night that you have. And so, thanksgiving is our primary praise. Number two, it involves our testimonies. Our testimonies. How we let others know what God is doing for us. What God has done for our lives. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? He heals all your diseases. He redeemed your life from destruction. He would have been destroyed, but he prevented it. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagle. All of these things, he said, we should let our world know. Psalm 105, verse 1 to 2. He said, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the
nations.
Let me land. Make known his deeds among the people. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. That is the basis of testimony. That's the basis of testimony. Let the people know that God is working. That is a part of your praise. Psalm 26, verse 6 to 7. I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. I need to tell people what you are doing. In front of the church. On the ground of the crusade. On a personal business. It is part of your praise. It is part of the reason why you are created. Number three, it involves our thanksgiving, it involves our testimony, it involves our songs of praise.
Yeah.
Our songs of praise. we sing to praise him. In Psalm 69 verse 30. This is the one we know. He said, I will praise the name of God with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with a song. So our song is our praise. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 2. I will say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all your land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So it involves our songs of praise. James chapter 5 verse 13 said, not
Yakubu,
James. Oh, is James Yakubu?
Yes, sir.
What is Jacob? If James is Yakubu, what is Jacob? All right. He said, is any sick among is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. And so we sing psalms to praise God. Is anybody getting anything from here tonight? Is it of help to anybody here at all? Alright, number four. It involves our dance of celebration. Our dance of celebration. Our dance of celebration. Anybody ready to dance tonight? Say loud, amen. Psalm 149, verse 3. The Bible says, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. Let them praise his name in the dance. So our dance is part of our praise. Psalm 150 verse 4. He said, praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with a dance. Somebody say a loud amen. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. When David was carrying the ark, the Bible says he danced with his might before the Lord. Tonight there shall be time to dance. And I pray that somebody will be ready for the dance. Can the women there hit the drum for me a little bit? Is there any camera capturing them? Hit it again, hit it again.
Sir, let them do the presentation they did earlier.
All right.
Very powerful.
All right. Mama, All right. When the time comes, I'll call them. All right. The Lord bless you. I'll call you back shortly when I'm through with the message. That's right. The train is going, no break. Amen. Don't worry, you'll be called shortly. It involves our dance of celebration. So the dance in celebration is not carnal. It is highly spiritual. Alright, I'll run fast now. It involves our shout of victory. Clap your hands, holy people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
In Psalm 150 verse 5, where we read just now. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals, the drum cymbals. Psalm 47 verse 1. He said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. The Bible said, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout. That the wall fell down flat. A Jericho wall is about to collapse tonight. If you are going to shout a shout of victory, the wall will collapse. In Psalm 47 verse 5 as well, it says God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. If you want to move God into action, give him a shout of victory. Give him a shout of victory. Hey! In Psalm 100, verse 1 to 2. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Do it.
Hallelujah.
Now this first five.
Well, you know, that we are in
are the things that we know majorly as praise. And they are very, very critical. But there are five others that involves praise, but many are not aware. And I will mention them now. So that will now be number six. It involves our life of character. Our life of character. When he said in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, that these people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. That is not singing the praise now. That is not dancing the praise now. But showing the praise. Living in a way that brings pleasure to God. You remember the old song? Jesus shall be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life. Everything.
Must be honored. Jesus must be honored.
The exchange of the lead vocal mic with mine just revealed something.
And
it is an action that must be arrested. The highest volume of the mic must be the preacher's mic. So you don't crack his voice. And when you have a preacher that both
important.
Hallelujah. It involves our life of character. Please take your seat. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14,
it says
you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be healed. Verse 16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your life bring glory to God. Let God receive praise when people observe your character. Have the kind of character that draw people to God. Not the character that drives people from God. Don't let people say and they claim to be going to church. Your God glorifying character is your act of praise. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11,
we are tell Johannes
it's another song. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things and for thy pleasure they are and well-being. Thou art worthy,
thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. All things are for thy pleasure.
Sing it one more. One more.
Tonight I see such stars arising out of here. If you are among them, shout the loudest, say amen. Number 8. It involves sacrifices and offerings. Especially thanksgiving sacrifices. The Bible said when the Levites saw that God helped them, when the ark of God was being transported, somebody died. His name was Uzzah. Everybody became afraid of touching that ark. Then David asked that the ark be brought to Jerusalem. As it was being transported by the priests, when they saw that God helped them, they didn't die like Uzzah died. And 1 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 26, the Bible said they offer sacrifices. And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. When you notice that what killed others didn't kill you, what others went through and were consumed couldn't consume you, your fear could not finish you. The plan of the devil could not work out. When you offer God sacrifices, thanksgiving offerings, it is part of your praise. Somebody say aloud, amen. Psalm 54 verse 6. He said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Your sacrifice is a dimension of your praise. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. I will soon be true for the sake of the location. Jeremiah 33 verse 11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them thou shalt bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. It is not just praising as a sacrifice, but sacrificing in praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise for cowards into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer, as we offer our own duty, the sacrifice is of thanksgiving. As we offer our duty, the sacrifice is of praise. Everybody sing. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord. I pray of us, we offer to thee the sacrifice of praise. I pray of us to thee the sacrifice of praise. Sing it one more, one more time. We bring the sacrifice of praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. It involves your sacrifice. I have at many times offered major sacrifices to appreciate God for interventions in my life, interventions in my family. Number 9, our praise, it involves our services unto God, kingdom service. The services we render, where you decide that you love God so much and God has done so much for you that you cannot just sit down in church as a bench warmer. You cannot just sit down and be looking and be moping. That God has done so much for you, and you are not going to just be looking and be watching. God has done so much for you, and you want to do something, and you want to serve Him, and you want to live for Him. You want to serve Him. It is part of your praise. In Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10, He said, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So our worship and our service to God is one. In Luke 4:8, the same thing. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Our service to God, every time you stand as an usher, every time you minister in the choir and the counseling, or whatever be your assignment, it is part of your worship. And finally, it involves our living for God. Living for Him. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, he said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die gain. It involves our living for Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 15, he said that He died for us, that we who live should no longer live for ourselves, but live unto Him that died for us. 2 Corinthians 5 and in 15. Galatians 2:20, Paul the Apostle said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. Somebody say louder, amen. Living for Christ means you don't own your life. Living for Christ means you live to connect others to God. You live an evangelistic life. You live to make God happy by leading others to God. Everything about your life is centered around God. Beloved, if this is all I came to bringing Kebi and Kebi to talk about, we didn't waste our time here. When you live like we have said, in your praise of God, you are fulfilling the purpose of your creation. You are stepping into dominion. You are stepping into God's blessing and provisions. You are stepping into the realm of victory in battle. You are stepping into the realm of liberty from captivity. It's a new day for somebody. If you are the one, say louder, amen.
Everybody blessed here tonight, say louder, amen. You have understood praise like never before, say louder, amen. You are going to live for God like never before, say louder, amen. Will you stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout it, thunderous, victorious, amen. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift it high up everywhere you are. I begin to appreciate the Lord for what He has done for us tonight. Appreciate Him for His word to you tonight. Appreciate Him for what you have heard tonight. Lord, we honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Be glorified. Be worshipped. And be adored. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. You are here tonight. You want to surrender your life to God, to Jesus Christ, and ask for the forgiveness of your sin. I want today to mark a new day for you. You pray this prayer with me. You say after me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I want to hear your voice. I hear it loud. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life. I need to hear it louder. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to live for God, to live for you, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. I ask that everything that is not of God in your life be broken. Wave your hand if you pray that prayer just now.
Please wave your hand.
Very soon I'll take another call. And I'll take a second call. But lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Honor Him and adore Him tonight. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name.